The year was 1999.
You can't laugh. Right?
Oh my god.
1999.
The year was 1999. Y2K was coming, and there was one Pinta that was more prepared than the rest. He was more on one than anyone could imagine, and he knew that this was coming for a long time.
What up? This is Steve Shods. I'll tell you how it is. When the millennium is ending, 1,000 years has gone by, you better be stocking up. You better have 10 bats, you better have a kilo of gak, you better have torches, you better have a source of water for cleaning those things, you better have all the necessities of living. Food? Fuck that shit. Like, anything else. Bathing, hygienics? Fuck it. You need gap. Let me tell you.
Steve Jobs resided in North America, New York City. He lived on the outskirts, on his own, all alone. He used to have a mother, but she disowned him and kicked him to the curb.
Well, first of all, Steve Jobs is that Apple motherfucker from Macintosh. I'm Steve Shods. I smoke shods. But let me tell you about the mother scenario. We don't talk no more. See, she's not down with the whole shod life. She doesn't believe in the bat. She doesn't believe in the gag. She doesn't believe in a fresh sack of premium. So, she just disowned me. I'm not her son. Like, her last name isn't even Shards. It's Kowalski or some bullshit. You know?
The night before Y2K, New Year's Eve, Shards was definitely on one. He built a tower in his backyard, planning to reach the clouds. He thought if he could escape the atmosphere, that he might beat the nuclear explosion. And this is his explanation on why.
Well, if you've ever watched any of the Terminator movies and that Skynet bullshit, you would fucking know that when the year 2000 comes, there's gonna be fucking nukes launched from every goddamn country in the nation in the world that has nukes. And I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna build a goddamn thing up to the heavens. I'm gonna be chilling with God and Jesus, smoking gak, and none of this nuclear fallout shit is gonna get me. Uranium, fuck you, 232.
Steve also had a brother. His brother was a little more loony, a little more kooky.
I am Hans Shards. I'm his half-brother. Born in Germany, we have the same mother, Helga McHugadalwa. That's not her last name. I just had a seizure. Anyways, I'm fucked. Back to Steve Shards. Well, let's just get on one and finish building this fucking nuclear tower. Because we're not too far off from the millennium turning over. It's going to be the year 2000 before we know it.
They planned on building the tower that night. Instead, they smoked too many shards. They ended up sanding 17 boards for about 17 hours.
These boards are so smooth. Hans, I know they're fucking smooth, baby. I'm a smooth fucking cat. You know how many goddamn pussies I've tamed over the last couple years? Two! That's pretty good. How much you getting there, Hans?
I fuck dudes and I get lots of cock. Probably like 30 in the last 2 years. Oh, you like cock.
Stay away from my cock. Alright, let's just wrap this sanding session up and get ready for the new year.
That night, only one thing happened. Steve learned that his brother loved the cock. They then realized that it was 2 days later and that the world had not ended. But something strange happened that evening. A fucking wizard appeared and he promised them to change their world.
Yes, Hans and Steve, I'm the magical wizard. And I have come from Iceland, where they have the Icelandic shards known by humans as Apple Jack Gak. Better than the cereal, and much better than normal Gak.
He was also accompanied by Elvis Presley.
Hey,
Thank you very much. I need to get on one, and thank you very much.
Elvis Presley then had a severe brain trauma and died on the spot.
I can't believe I'm dying again. I thought once you died, once you don't die. Fuck.
The two brothers then continued to listen to the wizard. He promised them fortune and gack that you wouldn't believe it would even give the normal person a heart attack.
You know, I didn't even really like Elvis in the first place, I guess. So, him dying a second time is not quite a shock to me. What do you think, Hans?
I would probably suck his dick.
Well, don't do that, please.
Listen up. The great wizard's now speaking, and you must know that to get these shards and survive the nuclear holocaust produced by Y2K, you must go on an ancient quest for me, the great wizard. Ha ha.
The wizard then developed a portal. The portal would also travel them through time to a different dimension parallel to ours in the year 1604. Prince Charming was leading the capital of England, and he was leaving everyone in a desperate need for food and gack.
Hey, Prince Charming here. I just got back from the local tavern. Yes, you might notice that I am kind of a weirdo. But that's okay, I'm very charming. The ladies like me, and I will lead these foolish Brits to their demise, for I am actually not a Brit. I'm a counter-terrorist for a secret organization that I cannot tell you about. Good day, sir.
The two Penta brothers went through time, met up with the king. He promised them that he was not there to destroy England. He was only trying to get himself laid. He had a subconscious problem about the size of his penis.
My son, Prince Charming, has such a big cock. But me? My cock is not big. It is petite, as some would say. You two. What do they call you? The Shard Brothers? The Pintas? Whatever they may call you. You must help me. And in turn, you will also help the Great Wizard. You see? The Great Wizard and I are brothers. Linked by blood. And linked by a soul-bound desire to smoke the greatest shards known to man.
See, the king, he had a problem. There was this giant flying dragon, and he was breathing pint smoke all across the land. They called him Shard Dragon.
This fucking Shard Dragon will be no match for me and my brother. If it has a dick, maybe I will suck it.
Hans, you gotta stop talking about sucking. It's a fucking dragon. It's not even a goddamn human. Jeez. All right. So what do you want us to do? Slay this dragon? I can kill a dragon. Fuck that dragon.
The king was very homophobic. He immediately demanded that his guards apprehend Hans.
Hey, get your hands off me. Hey, I'll suck your dick. Ugh. If you gotta put him in jail, that's whatever. That's fine. I'll kill the dragon myself and, we'll get this shit done.
Hans was dragged to the dungeon, thrown into a cage, and covered in rats.
Fuck. These rats' dick are much too small to be sucking, and they're much too dirty for my even low standards of taste. Fuck. This sucks. All right, bye, Hans. I'm gonna go slay a dragon.
Hans was devoured by rats, but one Shard brother still remained. He then went on his dangerous quest to kill the dragon.
I'm gonna slay a dragon, and surely my brother's a fagin. I'm just singing a little quest song here. Holy fuck, I hear that cocksucker right now, and I'm not even armed. I gotta swing to the local. Oh shit, they don't have guns in this era. I'm gonna have to find myself
a bow and arrow. The dragon lands in front of him. too soon for the Shard Brother to defend himself. The dragon says, "Or, what are you doing in my land? I can tell you're not from my time, younger man."
You're talking dragon, and I'm not even high, so this doesn't make a lot of sense. But, what's up? Yeah, I'm not from your time.
Well, I can tell you carry a power with you that I only hold.
My power comes from a thing called a bat. I smoke it, it gives me power, and I'm like the Energizer Buddy. I keep going and going.
Could I see the bat?
Yes, I will show you the bat, since you are a very kind and delightful dragon. Spare my life and see my bat.
What does this bat do?
Well, you breathe fire, eh? Why don't you stick that bat in your mouth, get a very small flame from your nostrils going, heat it gently, roll it, and see what happens.
The dragon did as the painter asked, and the dragon got very on one.
Oh, I'm so on one right now!
Well, maybe you can help me out. See, there's this king who's a brother to a great wizard, and they have a quest for me to slay you and overcome you, but you're fucking dope as shit. We can get on one. So, why don't I ride you, and we can just go burn these motherfuckers down, kill them all, and we'll go get the dank-ass pimp for ourselves. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Are you talking of Prince Charming and the King?
Of course. King Smalldick and Prince Charming, those two quaffle fucking idiots. Let's get them.
They are my mortal enemies, and I am so fucking on one. I want to do this with you, young Pinta.
Excellent. Well, then I will mount you, and we shall travel. Well, it's like a half a kilometer away. It's really close, so 30 seconds will probably be there fucking them up.
The Pinta and the dragon flew over to the castle. The dragon lays waste to everything that does exist, breathing smoke and fire upon the civilians. You can hear their screams in the distance.
I'm on fire.
All of a sudden, Prince Charming and King Little Pinner Dick come out screaming.
I have a fucking small dick, and now I gotta fucking get my whole kingdom on fire. This sucks. You're one to speak. I got all the pussy in the kingdom. Well, I guess my life's been pretty good. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Why did you send this Pinta after me?
Mr. Dragon, me and my small dick father, we would like to surrender to you and your majestic dragonness. We sent him after you because we're afraid of you. You're intimidating. You're a big motherfucker, breeze fire.
Fire. I've been alive for 7 eons. I know all except one of the Pint, and I just found out about it.
Well, that means that he knows everything now, because I just introduced him to the Pint. He's on one, so he knows it all, and he's on one. He's a force to be reckoned with.
Together, the dragon and the Penta took over 1607 England.
Yeah, might have been 1604, could be 1607. 3 years might have passed. I'm not a time teller. I'm a time traveler. It's a big difference. What would you say, dragon? Do you know the year of this era?
I'm so on one that I'm not 100% sure. I've been around since the dirt began and the night ended and the day was over.
Well, even if you weren't, you're probably a lot fucking older than me. I'm only like 33 or something. I don't even know. I was born in a fucking straw hut in the middle of Mongolia. Shit gets weird. All right.
I was here when the Earth began. I came from the planet Flaknaxendor.
Oh, that's a hot tourist destination. I heard that's a great place to be a dragon and possibly also get on one.
We must meet up with my four brothers.
So the Pinta and the dragon traveled to the planet that he spoke of.
Yeah, this is pretty dope. I'm not even wearing a spacesuit, and I just traveled light warp fucking speed to
I can explain that, little Pinta.
See, when you are on my back, you are protected from all things that can harm you.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm a natural Neil Armstrong of the galaxy. Now let's meet your brothers, and I brought a bunch of gag with me. Let's fucking show them the shards.
The Pinta and the dragon flew over to the castle that was ruled on this very planet. It was filled of all sorts of different dragons, different sizes, different plans, and different wings. Some of them were small, some of them were big, but they all knew one thing. They needed the pent to breathe.
Yo, what up? I'm the small dragon. I got a big schlong, big wings, small body. And let me tell you something. I had the taste of good gack once, that apple gack jack stuff. Ooh-wee, it was good. Please tell me you got some.
Little did they know all of a sudden that a meteorite would flash through the sky, smashing into the planet, splitting it into two, drifting each side apart from one another. The Pinta and the dragons did not know what to do because they were separated from the rest of their kingdom and kind. The Pinta came up with a great idea.
Well, this is some fucking dinosaur age shit. There's meteors coming down, shit's getting fucked. There's only one thing to do. I've done this before. When the world's ending, you gotta build a big fucking tower up to the heavens. That's the only way you're gonna escape. I was gonna survive Russian, North Korean fucking nukes. These are just meteorites. They're not even nukes. Let's get building here.
But young Pinta, we have wings. We could just fly away.
I guess you're right. When I was back in New York in 1999, I didn't have wings or jetpack or plane. I just had a bunch of pent and wood that I stole.
When you built this tower, did you end up surviving?
I did, but I believe it was more the magical, mystical powers of the wizard that made me survive. I can't speak for the towers if it worked or not. I don't know.
So the Pinta and the dragons built the tower despite having wings and being capable of flying away. All of a sudden, a portal opened and the wizard returned.
Fuck's sakes, you fucked over my brother.
And now I am the great wizard. Oh shit, you gotta. There's a bunch of dragons here. I'm going right back through the portal. I'm not gonna fight 50 fucking dragons in a meteor storm. Holy fuck, I'm out of here.
So the wizard then leaves, and the Pinta and the dragons are left with a tower and a separated planet and are completely and utterly screwed. When all of a sudden, the head dragon decides, let's move on to the next planet.
I am Zedos, and I am the Elder Dragon of the Squadron of Dragons. This tower seems to be keeping us safe, but our planet cannot be saved. It is torn in but half. So we must go to the next planet called Zainhau-Nugachai.
But brother, I want to be in command.
Well, if you would like to be in command, then you must lead us to this planet and not lose any of the brothers or our new Pinter friend, Steve Shards.
Then we must go to the other side. We must travel through the treacherous rain of fire and hell itself.
Isn't there a detour somewhere? I'm sure that there's more options than the fiery treacherous of hell. Oh, wait, if I hop on your back, I'm vulnerable to the forces of evil. So that'd be cool to see the hell shit. Let's do that. Okay, I'm in.
The Pinta and the dragon and the brother dragon and following dragons flew straight through the rain of fire and hell itself. They were stopped halfway through by the devil.
I am Lucifer, also known as Satan. And I am here to take your shards, because hell apparently is out of pint.
smoke them all, and now I need more shards.
Little did Satan know that the Penta Steve Shards was running low. He got about 20 dragons completely on one. And if you know anything about dragons at all, they can fly, breathe fire, and smoke shards like a fucking champion.
I take the biggest gakuts because I am the elder dragon.
No, I take the biggest gakuts.
Well, maybe we should smoke right here, right now. Steve Shards, fill our bats. Shit, boys, we're smoking tons of the Icelandic. I know I had a bunch of it, but you dragons smoke a lot of pent. I mean, you're huge, except for that small dragon there with the big dick. But anyways, I'll pack your bowls, but we gotta get a little more conservative here, dragons. Jesus.
So, the two dragons, an argument about who could take the largest gaktog, ignored the devil's demands and continued to have the greatest smoke-off of all time.
Listen up. This is Lucifer. You think you will have a gak-off challenge, and I will not be a combatant? Wait till you see my bat. It is no ordinary bat. It is an Urukai Gakbong super bat, and it is brewed by satanic souls of the fucking hellforged demonic tribe of ancient times. It's heady as shit.
The devil demanded that he be a part of the competition. He left them with one stipulation only. If he was to win, he would gain all of their souls and drag them to hell. But if they were to win, they would gain the power of his bat.
Well, that's one hell of a fucking bat. I mean, it's got, like, souls swirling around in it, and fucking ghosty-looking things popping out of it, and an actual fire brewing below the bat. I don't even know how that works, but that's cool. I guess you don't need a lighter anymore. It just auto-ignites. That's sweet. You dragons, you think you can outsmoke Satan? Satan?
Well, I could outsmoke any mere fucking being.
Yes, I believe my brother should face Satan one-on-one. There's no need for me, the Elder Dragon, to smoke in this contest. My brother will become the new Elder, and he should face Satan.
Ha ha, I've got you. I will destroy you, Satan. You stand no chance.
Let me fire my Hellbat.
Holy shit, that thing really fires up.
The gak-off began. The new Elder Dragon, smoking against Satan himself, battled it out. Bat, bowl, bat, bowl, bat, bowl. Till Satan finally dropped and the dragon had won.
I've won now!
Holy shit, I'm high from the goddamn fumes coming out of this secondhand smoke gak-off. Goddamn, I can't even see. You guys just fogged up this place pretty good.
Amazingly, the dragon was able to defeat Satan in a smoke-off. They traveled through the rest of the hellfire and managed to reach up with the rest of their tribe. They gathered everyone together and moved on to the next planet.
Wow, this new planet's kind of dope. I mean, there's trees that are growing gak shards. Why the fuck did you dragons not just live on this planet? This planet's tight. Let's get the shards.
Little did they know that they traveled to the planet that was owned by the Shardigans. They were a race of giant fucking crystals.
We are half-human, half-cyborg crystal shard beings. Powerful galactic guardians of the shard gak bats and all things that compose of it.
They had the power to control any being's mind.
This guy's kind of got like a commercial advertisement going on in my head, and he's telling me to punch myself in the dick, and I'm doing it right now. This sucks. Fuck!
The dragons and the Penta were held in a daze from the Shardigans. They took over control of them. and made them pit war against each other. In all reality, it meant 35 dragons versus a penta.
This one dragon has the powers of Satan and Lucifer's Hellforge bat. What a noble and lucky find we have here. I will enjoy watching this battle go down. There's no way the Pinter human could defeat the dragons and the Hellforge bat.
Little did they know that because of this bat, he held the power to resist their control and turned all of his companions back against the Shard Guardians.
Yeah, I guess because I'm a human that was from the era of 1999, it somehow allowed me to break this mind control shit, grab the Hellforge bat, wield the power of Lucifer, Satan, Hellforge, all that bullshit, and fuck these Galactic Guardians. Let's get them, Dragon Boys.
Hey, my brother will teach these Galactic Guardians a lesson. Show them, brother, how you roast them as you roast bats.
Let's do this!
The battle commenced. The Pinter, though, a great idea came to him. With the power to raise the armies of hell, he decided to create the sacrament and brought forth demons and ghouls and all sorts of evil, menacing creatures.
This hell bat is getting me fucking on one. Not only that, we're raising some zombie motherfuckers. It's Halloween up in this bitch. This shit is crazy.
I am a demon, and I'm going to kill these fuckers and steal their pint if they have any.
Slowly, though, the battle commenced and was then ended. But what happened to the little Pinter's mind could never be restored. He was consumed with rage, fire, angst that could not be described or understood by anyone. He became completely and utterly on one and evil.
Well, the truth of the matter is, if you smoke the Hellbat, not only do you get higher than any human probably should get, if an evil fucking possessive spirit takes over you and does some fucked up shit. I mean, I'm normal me right now, but it's some Jackal and Hyde shit. Any moment now, it could just be like,
I am the evil spirit being Zaggle Dugal, and I'm gonna punch myself in the dick. Ugh.
The Shard Brother and his evil counterpart that lived inside of his brain decided with his power to enslave his dragon brethren, and then decided that he would wage war against Earth and bring Y2K in his own way.
This is the spirit of Steve Shard's brother, Hans Shard. In the spirit realm, there's lots of dicks to suck, so I am very comfortable here. Anyways, we will go back to Y2K era and go back to the tower. Because as it turns out, I'm the most powerful being because I suck dick and I smoke bats hard.
Hans, the Shard brother, the gay one, had been in hell for many, many of millennials, since time is very different there. So he has definitely sucked more cock than anyone could imagine. Imagine the most cock ever, and that is what he sucked. They continued on back to Earth as a team, living inside of the Shard's mind, the Pinta, and went straight to the White House.
Well, we're here to see the president, and you better have some high security, because I turn into a demon sometimes, and shit gets fucking weird. This is my spirit brother, Hans. He sucks dick. Can't suck your dick, because you're not a spirit, but we're here to see the president. Let's do this.
Hey, see the president now.
All of a sudden, they forgot that they didn't have any pint. They decided to turn around and leave right away, dropping all of their plans to go get pint from the plug.
Well, first we will stop and I will felicitate gay sex from spirit brothel. and then we'll get some... No, we're getting some fucking pent right now. Fuck off with your gay spirit shit. We're getting pent right now.
They managed to find a lonely pent cellar in Louisiana who went by the name of Rectal Wreckum.
I am Rectal Wreckum. My anus and rectum have been wrecked, and I will not tell you why. That is undisclosed. Anyways, I sell the best shards in Louisiana. I was not born in Louisiana, but I sell the greatest shards. Now, meet me at the Mississippi River in 20 minutes. Be there or be a fucking douchebag.
The Pinter and his Pinter ghost and his loyal followers traveled to this river, but they ran into a crocodile on the way.
Roar, I'm the crocodile, fuck me.
This talking crocodile's probably the least weirdest thing that I've seen, to be honest, so whatever, I don't know. Once we get some shards, we'll get you on one, crocodile, just settle the fuck down here.
Hans fell instantly in love with the crocodile, though he was a ghost and the crocodile was a crocodile. He did manage to have the power to reanimate his body and suck the crocodile's dick.
As I found out, these reptile beings lay eggs and then therefore do not have cocks to suck, but their tails are like scaly salamander cocks in my mind. So I suck on its tail and everybody wins, except for I don't think it can come from its tail, but it kind of likes it. It likes it.
The problem was, somehow Hans impregnated the alligator.
I was ready to be a dad. Because when you're gay, when you're as gay as me...
Shut up! That is not what I sound like. You are doing my voice wrong. No. Because I'm shocked because when you're gay, you're not supposed to be able to impregnate people and have kids. It's confusing, but I will be a father to this strange creature.
Lucky to them, though, the crocodile did know where a large cache of pent was hidden, and he said that he would show them. But first, they would have to travel to Nunavut, Canada.
Hey, we will get the shards now from Nunavut.
Holy fuck, that demon guy's a little angry. We gotta really get to Nunavut quick here.
We must fly as one.
Yeah, sure. I'm hopping on. Get the fuck on here, regular Hans.
Let's get the shards.
Get the shards.
Get the shards.
Get the shards.
Get the dick and get the shards.
The entourage now of the Pinter, demons, crocodile, and dragons flew to Nunavut, Canada. When they reached there, they found a polar bear who knew where the shards were buried.
Everyone will always come to the polar bear because I have the best shards. I live where the shards grow. Come, I will show you the shards.
The polar bear led this motley crew of mixed characters through the north. The dragons were confused on why they did not just fly, but the polar bear said that the land teaches on to one as one does to its own, and you must follow as the wind blows, and that's how you will find the shard, and it will be fully exposed.
Wowee, this is not what I expected. I thought it would be really easy to find this shard, but this is quite the wild goose chase.
You must trust in the polar bear. He knows best, young lad, spoke one of the youngest dragons of the crew.
I would really like to suck some dick right now, because it's not only cold, but there's nothing attractive here except for this alligator tail, which I have been sucking for the last 4 hours. I need some actual human cock.
Out of the nowhere, another creature arose from the distance, a young possum. The polar bear said that this is the possum that will bring you to... This is the possum that will bring you to the shard.
Hi, I'm the possum, and I know where the shard is.
Holy fuck. This goddamn polar bear, you didn't tell us he had a possum entourage, fucking buddy. God damn it. Are we going to meet a goddamn wolf next? Like, how does this go? Bring us to the shards. No more goddamn...
No more fuck arounds. Bring us to the shards or you will feel the wrath of the demonic plague.
Hey, guys. Just follow me. It's just over here.
Holy fuck. I don't even want to suck this thing's dick. Let's get some shards and, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
The possum indeed did know where the shards were. He burrowed a tiny hole in which... created a giant concave collapsation of ice, snow, and wind, and fire. And the band popped out as well, singing their 80s hit. But they did fall through, down to the depths of a dark, dark tunnel.
We're in the bottom of this tunnel.
Calypso.
And it's really fucking dark in here.
Brother Dragon, now that you are the new elder, why don't you light up this place and show us what you're working with?
I will do that now.
Show me what you're working with.
You're never gonna be the same
after. The head dragon blew a mighty roar of smoke throughout the cave, and to the amazement of all the tribe that followed, there was just the most shards everywhere. The walls were covered in shards. Shards were on the roof. Shards were on the floor. Shards were to the left. Shards were to the right. They were all around and all for all.
Well, now that I'm in this fucking shard cavern, I can really say that don't call me Steve Shards for nothing. I'm in the motherfucking shard cavern.
I'm in the shard cavern.
See, I told you guys.
This possum was correct, brother. Let us get on one. Shard cavern, let's smoke it.
So all of them began to light up the bats, and they all got completely fucking on one.